So you most recently lived in Detroit.
Right.
I actually grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, along with the Reverend Al Green. There's an Al Green cut, and Al Green, an absolute genius. But the genius behind Al Green was Willie Mitchell, jazz musician, arranger, jazz trumpeter, producer. He died this week at the age of 81, and he launched the career of Al Green, along with many other soul performers in the 1970s. Here to talk about what his legacy is, Willie Mitchell's, is Gabriel Roth, owner of Daptone Records, joins us from Brooklyn. Gabriel Roth, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
It's great to be with you. And, you know, Al Green has a lot to thank Willie Mitchell for. And I'm wondering what we all, as, you know, lovers of soul music, have to thank Willie Mitchell for. You met him.
Yeah, I did. You know, Willie Mitchell is definitely one of those unsung heroes of soul music that really has legendary status among a lot of musicians and producers, but other people may not know who he is. He had a very unique sound, a very unique arranging sound and recording style. He was an engineer, an arranger, a songwriter. He wrote You Ought to Be With Me and Let's Stay Together with Al Green, co-wrote those and many other songs. You know, for decades he was producing records, great records, and you know, other than the Al Green records, there's also, you know, the Ann Peebles records,
right,
the Phil Johnson records, O.V. Wright, Otis Clay, and all those records. I think when you listen to them alongside the Al Green records, I think a lot of the sound that you may, a lot of people may mistake for a distinctly Al Green type of sound, is actually coming from Willie Mitchell.
It's a Willie Mitchell sound. Yeah, I mean, is he a model for you as a producer, a real hands-on musician, a producer and arranger?
He really is. He's a real inspiration for me just because he was doing everything. He was arranging and producing and writing and had a really unique sound. And when we did have that chance to meet him down in Memphis, he was very inspiring to me. I mean, I was just gushing. I was overwhelmed with questions for him about how he was miking drums and different singers and stuff. And he stopped me. He interrupted me. And he said, you know, the only thing you need to make great records are these and this. And he pointed to his ears and he pointed to his heart. And that'll always stick with me.
That says it all. We'll miss him. Gabriel Roth certainly will miss him, the owner of Daptone Records, our guest. Thinking about Willie Mitchell, who died this week at the age of 81.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.